This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We continue in Mishnah Brura Daf HaShavua. We are up to Simin Yud, Se'if Vav. Simin Yud, Se'if Vav. We will possibly have a double header today because it's a short page. Okay, Simin Yud, Se'if Vav. Ein koiflin es hatalis umatilam tzitzis al knafel kamoi shehi kvula. You should not double a talis, fold a talis, and put tzitzis on its corners in its state of being doubled up. That's what we cited yesterday. Yesterday we discussed two possible cases where you fold up part of a talis, and there we say, okay, that's going to be unfolded, but we do not double up a talis and put tzitzis on its corners in its state of being folded up. You have to put the tzitzis on the four corners as it is simply. Elam kein tfarakula. Unless you sewed it up the whole thing. Even if you sewed it on one side. V'yeshoimim, says Rama, some say, d'chayavim afilu b'loy tfira, that you would be chayav to put tzitzis if you fold it up, even if you don't sew it. The toiv lasis la tzitzis, the correct thing would be to put tzitzis, avaloy levarech aleha, but don't make a bracha on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Tezvav. Shehi kefula, when it's doubled over, she'emti pashet, because if it opens up, then the tzitzis will be in the middle of an antizakarabina. We need tzitzis to be on the corner. So the reason you don't make tzitzis on the garment that's folded up is because if it opens up, the tzitzis will be in the middle, and we need tzitzis to be on the corner. But rather, what do we do? As Rama says, you put the tzitzis on the four corners simply. If you folded it, if you folded it because this is a baguette that's fit for Oigmel Chabashan, it's very, very long. You can't wear it unless you fold it. Some say that the garment is exempt from tzitzis, the ain shame baguette olav. It is not considered a garment. Very interesting. You could have a garment that's so long that it's not considered a garment. I mean, this is not Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shi'ur. There's a shear. The garment has a shear. It has to be human-sized. If it's the size of a dinosaur, then it's pater from tzitzis. Therefore, Umasa Kataza Prima Gadam Diyato by tzitzis Baknafois Hapshutim V'Leivarech. Put tzitzis on its corners simply, but don't make a bracha. Va'afilu meruach echas, even on one side, even if you sew it up on one side, ayin bebir halacha. Look in the bir halacha. Let's take a peek at the bir halacha. Says the bir halacha, elam kein tfara kula va'afilu meruach echas. Hu lashon harambam. This is the language of the Rambam, even if it's sewed up on one side. Va'ayin be beis Yosef. Look in the beis Yosef. Shekasa v'atam. The Beis Yosef writes, you know what the reason is? Mishum da al yidei zem ti pashed shuv lo yia tzitzis bem tzisa. The reason would be is because if the beged is spread out, the tzitzis won't be in the middle because it's sewed up. So what does he mean if it's spread out? How could the garment open up if it's sewed? But again, that's what the Beis Yosef says, that if you open up the beged, the tzitzis won't be in the middle because it's sewed up. Mashem edvav duma fresh merecha achas kepashte. And the ayin ba'artzei sachayim, the nishar b'tzorach iyon ala ogur, the kosov b'shem ha-rambam, the matzuch tfil l'chol gimel ruchayseh. The malbim remains with the question on the ogur who cites the rambam who requires stitching on three sides. And the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha goes on to defend the Agur from the Kasha of the Malbim. Let us proceed in the Mishnah Berurah, in the next Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yurches. Techayovin. So Sivkatan Yurches is going on the Ramah. The Ramah brought a Yesharmim that it's chayiv in even if you don't stitch it. Meaning, let's say you fold it up, the Ramah brings an opinion, the Rif, the Rush, the Tor, that even if you don't stitch it up, if you fold it up, it's chayiv, and he therefore recommends to put tzitzis on it without making a bracha. What does it mean, it's chayiv? Of course it's chayiv, it's a four-corner garment. Chayiv means you're chayiv to put tzitzis on the new corners when it's folded up, even though it's not sewn. Lahato b'kanfei akfulois, to put on the corners of the folded up edges. D'chozman shim chupelis v'nispashta, shem talis ala k'may shikfula. So long as it's folded and not opened, it's considered a talis in its state of being folded. So that's the Yesh Oimrim. The Yesh Oimrim says even if it's folded without being stitched, we look at it a four-corner garment in its state of it being folded. And therefore you should put on tzitzis and not make a bracha when you put on the tzitzis on the new folds. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tamu kol achrayim. Ma tikein b'mashal yivarech. The Achrayim will ask the following question. This is a gevaldige kasha. This is going to start off your day on the right foot. They say, oh, you know what you should do? Put the tzitzis on the corners of the folded, the new folded corners, but don't make a bracha. Ask the Achrayim, you haven't fixed anything. Because according to the Mechaber, you are chayiv to put tzitzis on the corners of pshutim, of the corners of the garment when it was fully open. So how do you wear this garment? You can't wear the garment. Oh, I'll wear the garment by putting the tzitzis on the corners of the folded garment. Yeah, but that works according to some Rishonim. But other Rishonim say that the original corners are not nisbatel and the tzitzis have to be on the original corners. So how could you wear this garment? Say, oh, I know. I'll put strings on the original corners and on the new corners. So I'll have six strings. Everyone agrees that. So that's Baal Toysef. Umaske Ladina, the Achroinim conclude. This is the conclusion of the Magen Avram. Don't do that. And that's why I'm pretty proud to say that everyone on our shir does not wear folded tzitzis. Good for you. Keep up the good work. Baruch Hashem, El Acher Meiv Esrim Shana, you could go up to Shemayim, you say, Yibayna Shalaylam, look at my chumrah, I never wore a folded talis. It's a big inyan. Umaske din izor lechachil, don't do this. Dizor shalaylas talis kulakal, elam kein tefar, unless you stitch it. Vafilu betfiris rechavais, even if the stitching is not so close-knit, it's spaced. The kivan shatafra shavena so yipashet, if it's sewed, it won't open up. Va'az bein betalis merubas, whether it was a square talis, uvein betalis shoysim etchila aruka yoysim yidai, or if the talis was just too long, yatil tzitzis bekfulin v'yivarech, put tzitzis on the new folded corners, and you can make a bracha, because they're sewed. But stay away from the folded talis. Stay away from it. Okay, and I'm sure that's a practice that you all observe. Okay, let us continue in Sif Vav. The Mechaber continues. Hittil tzitzis al tzitzis. If you placed tzitzis on tzitzis. Im niskavin levatel rishoyna. If your kavana is to nullify the first tzitzis, choytech harishon ksheri, you cut it off and it's kosher. Then niskavin lahoysif, if your kavana was to add, then, even though you cut one of the two, it's pasul. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav, Harishayna. Efshe Dedavka Nakat. It could be when the Mechaber says if you put one tassel on another tassel, meaning you're putting two tzitzis in the same corners, if you're Mechavin to Mevata the first one, you could cut the first one. Does it have to be the first one you cut? Says Mishnah, could be, yeah. If you cut the second one, puzzle, because you're mevatel the first one. However, if your kavana was to add, it's not going to help to cut either of them. Says Rama, v'yesh machshirin, there are those who are machshir, b'chol inyan, v'chein ikar. So even if your kavana was to be mevatel, or your kavana was lahoysif, if you cut the first one or you cut the second one, it's kosher. Before you cut the first one, possible chalinyan, it's possible because you have two tassels coming out of the hole. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein ikar, v'chein pasku, excuse me, sivkat l'chaf aleph b'chol inyan, haynu bein shen eskam levatel, whether your kavanah was to be mevatel, the first one, ayin eskam lehoisev, or your kavanah was to add, uvein shechata harishoinois, ayashniois, is gonna be kasher. Aye, at the time you put on the second tzitzis, you're over about toisif, so the talis is puzzle, so how is it gonna help to cut one of them off? Which one are you going to cut off? When you put on the second one, you passel the talus. It's not going to help to cut off the first one. How can you cut off the first one? The second one, you didn't do a shinoi ma'isa. It's possible because of tasav lo mina asoi. So the Shulchan Arav says, since there's an isser about toisif to put on the second one, the placing it is not considered significant. It's like you did nothing. So when you cut off the first one, it's like now you put on the second one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein ikar, v'chein pasku achrayim, harishonos, the first one, nakad harishonos, it dafka, it says before you cut the first one, it's pasul b'chol inyan. The Mechaber said that if you put one tassel on another, if you're mechavin to mevatel the first one, you cut off the first one. So the Rama says, before you cut off that first one, it's patzel. But according to the Rush that we paskin like him, certainly if you cut the second one, it's also kosher. Kosher kein dim chasach hashniyah is kosher. K'may de isa, the base yoy save. Okay, so that is today's. If you bear with me, we're going to do one more small segment to finish this page, just so that we could stay with the program in the following week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.